Tim and Trace. Well, this is Hunter Schrader. Today, short episode. We are back, and we are wanting to jump into the Olympics. Are here. They're finally here. The 2024 Summer Olympics in Paris are finally here. Now, USA participated in the Winter Olympics 2 years ago in 2022. That's been the Winter Olympics. Hunter.
It was in Beijing. I can't remember.
We lost the Winter Olympics. We got fourth in the Winter Olympics. We won in the 2020 Summer Olympics. Now, USA, this has been built up. Everybody's ready for the Olympics. It's got so many different people, so much talent going into the Olympics. Can the United States eclipse and win back-to-back Summer Olympics? That'd be really awesome. LeBron James, the flag carrier, the male flag carrier for the Olympics. Awesome. Great for LBJ, really. Out of all the Olympic sports, personally, I'm going to enjoy watching many, multiple. I always love watching swimming in the Summer Olympics. I think it's a thrill. Track and field is always great. Basketball. There are games that it can get interesting, but with the team that we have, if we lose basketball, if we don't get gold in basketball, I'm going to be really upset. This is like the Avengers 2.0 with this roster that they have. And if they lose and can't win, man, I don't know what to say. So what do you think, man? The Olympics are here. How do you feel about it?
Oh, you know me. I always love the Olympics, you know. It's sports that you don't get to see very much, so that's why I always get excited for the Olympics. I don't like shuffleboard or curling. I'm not about that life, personally. But I'm a big swimming guy myself. I love swimming. That's like my favorite event, like the relays and the what's the other one? You have the relays, you have the freestyle, and then you have like the big long one. I forget the long one. It's like 1200 meter or something like that.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's 1200 meter.
That one's my favorite because that's gonna take like you gotta like pace yourself, so that's always fun too.
I always feel like the Summer Olympics are always like more built up than the winter. You ever notice that?
Yeah.
Like the Summer Olympics are the most talked about.
I like winter better, though, because all around, winter's got more to offer. Like bobsledding, I love bobsledding. I think that is awesome. Like how you can just, like, use your body to, like, drift and turn. I think that's awesome how they do that. It's crazy. Snowboarding's my favorite. I'm a big snowboard guy. I also like the speed skating. The speed skating really gets me
going. Yeah, I like snowboarding.
Snowboarding's different. I do not like the figure skating. I do not like the figure skating at all. That's not me. That's just my opinion. But wicked talent that they can do that. So, for me, I'm very hyped about the Olympics. Always am every year. I agree with you. If our basketball team does not win gold, I'm going to make fun of all of them because that's just sad and pathetic. Kevin Durant needs to quit being a baby and play. I don't know what's going on with him. But, yeah, he needs to hit the court. But I'm not going to lie. I do not feel the most confident that we're going to win the Olympics, but I feel like a top five finish is always possible for us. Rugby, we're not going to win. Our rugby team is bad. U.S. soccer, men's team, dog water. No Christian Pulisic, no Weston McKennie. We have a lot of guys out. So we got our butts kicked by France, actually, 3-0. Not shocked. That was such a bad game, dude. Oh, my goodness.
So, for the Summer Olympics, I mean, it's so many different sports, so many different people, and every, you know, a lot of the most dominant people that I remember watching, you know, right? Michael Phelps. I mean, that's one of the events I used to look forward to.
He is hands down the greatest Olympian we have ever had, and I will die on that hill. He was just, this is how great this dude is. He took 4 years off, came back, and won gold. You name me one guy who can do that in the Olympics.
You're right. I loved watching him. It was all talented. I wish I could watch one more live event. You know what I mean?
Oh,
him actually still going.
Michael Phelps.
Those were great.
He was just different, man. I mean, he goes Yeah, I haven't been in the Olympics in 4 years. I'll come back and finish. You know, so I'll retire. And I think in every event that he was in, he won a medal. He either got bronze, silver, or gold. I don't think there was one event where he didn't medal.
He was great. He was sensational, and he was one that America will love forever. You know what I mean? And oh, we'll remember great. Him forever.
He is the greatest American Olympian we have ever had, and I will stand by that until I'm dead. There will be no one to come close to Michael Phelps. But I am hyped about this Olympics and gymnastics because we got Simone back. I am very excited to see her.
Right, yeah. Very, very, very excited.
Yeah, she
was incredible in her qualifications.
I remember the beach volleyball, like, women's team we had, like, the duo. I forget their names. Mm-hmm. It's been that long. But they were always in the gold conversation. It was Misty. It was Misty Trainor, I think.
So, okay, I wanted to tell you something, right? Because I was just looking around the other day, and I had something cross my mind while I came across the post, and it was a little crazy.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, the women's Team USA, right?
Mm-hmm.
Basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
Lost to the Team WNBA recently. They played, and they didn't lose. They got obliterated. Now. Mm-hmm. I know the WNBA is in midseason, right? They're in midseason. I got it, right?
Yeah.
But the Team USA that was picked for to play in the Olympics for the women, if they're getting obliterated by the people that are in the WNBA, those people should be playing for Team USA. Now, I know that they're in midseason, but the WNBA has time to stop. You know what I mean? Okay, mm-hmm. Listen, we got like 40 games, dude. We can cut. You know what I mean? Cut some game, you know, we cut the season, stop the season, right? Stop. I know they're in the height of a season. I get all that. I get it. But listen, this is the Olympics, so every 4 years I think they should do this. Cut it down, you know, split the season, right? They should have prepared to split the season. The people that are in the WNBA need to be playing on Team USA just like the guys who play in the NBA play on Team USA.
Mm-hmm.
Your best basket, I don't care who, and listen, these, and you know what? Some of these people, I might be wrong here. Right, there are some people who do play in the WNBA that are on there.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about the young. What about Angel Reese? What about Caitlin Clark? What about these people that are making noise right now, and not on this team? Bro, listen, I'm going to tell you something. I completely agree with Dave Portnoy on this. I know this is going to be terrible to say. This is not something that you know I would normally say, bro. It's like listen. Without Caitlin Clark, it's like watching paint dry. I mean, come on now. She is for the first time ever in the history of collegiate basketball, the women's side was more popular than the men's side for two consecutive straight years because of Caitlin Clark.
Well, do you want to know why?
Hold on a second. Just hold on a second. Then you can go there. The WNBA, right? Has never had this much hype until she came along. How can you, as an organization, as a team of a country, I don't care if she plays 40 minutes or she plays 5 minutes for the Team USA, they needed to have her there. Because it brings more momentum to the team. It brings more excitement to the game. I know that's terrible to say, and I know it's... One person doesn't make up a game, but here's the thing. In the history of the NBA, not the WNBA, the NBA, it was Larry and Magic, and then it was Michael. Okay? There's a lot of talented people in the WNBA. I'm not doubting that. Okay? There's a lot of talented players. A lot of talented history players. There's a lot of Larrys and Magics. There's a lot of, you know... Kareem's and Shaq. There's a lot of everybody. There's LeBron. There's only one MJ, and she is the next coming of MJ. You can have your speech of what you want there. She is the next coming of MJ for the WNBA. She is MJ, and she will be MJ. Have at it. Or if you want, or if you want to say the modern version that will be Steph Curry for her. But I mean,
okay,
I'm not comparing Steph Curry to MJ. Okay. I'm not comparing MJ and Steph, but I'm saying she will have the hype level, and I think she will have the GOAT status of an MJ.
All right, you corrected yourself. You corrected
with a Curry
yourself.
Build. So. With a Curry build.
All right, I'm gonna let that slide because you corrected yourself. Because I was about to say you ain't comparing no Clayton Clark to Michael Jordan. That's blasphemy. That's absurd.
You get my point though.
Yeah, no. I understand the point, and I'm not disagreeing with your point. Actually, we're actually gonna have a smooth segment right here. So, America, this is rare because usually me and Cam are at each other's throats, but you know, it's fine. The reason why women's college basketball has been more popular than men's is because women's regular season matters. The men's basketball regular season does not matter. It don't. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but it just doesn't. It doesn't have the meaning that it should. The fact that the bare minimum is what is it? What go above 500 in regular season, is that it? And you can make the tournament? That's blasphemy. That's crazy. So you want the bare minimum to get in the tournament. Now, the NCAA tournament, March Madness for men, should be top teams in there. They're like strength of schedule. Well, that don't make sense because if you're above 500 and you compare strength of schedule, I mean, Oregon plays in the Pac-12. Oregon dominates the Pac-12, right?
Yep.
Oregon's in all the time. But if you take a team like Oregon State, who's two games above 500, and you look at a team like Kansas State in the Big 12, they play the tougher schedule, but Kansas State also has a worse record. You're going to put Kansas State in over Oregon State. And yeah, that just doesn't make sense to me. So that's why women's college basketball has been more important than the men's, because their regular season matters.
But even I will say this, right? Not this past season, right, for her.
Mm-hmm.
She had a good game this season, March Madness. But the one particular game that I think in her entire career that I felt like the whole world couldn't wait to watch, you know what I mean, was when she played South Carolina, not this year,
mm-hmm,
the year before.
Mm-hmm.
Before she played LSU, she played South Carolina in that Final Four game. Dude, I have never in my life watched a collegiate game with that much intensity. Like, I know there's been tons, and I know UConn has gone back-to-back, and they've done something special, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The men's had no say, of no feeling of momentum and drive that that game had. That game was something else. And I have never felt that. Like, you know, Cardoso, right, for South Carolina. South Carolina being absolutely successful, undefeated all the time, you know, always making it, always having great teams. Dawn Stanley, one of the best coaches in the women's collegiate game, going up against one, and I hate to say it, Iowa, they're okay, but they're nothing without Caitlin, right? They're nothing without her. They are in this moment, and it's one. It's like it's Steph versus the rest of the team, and I just, dude, it was just unbelievable. You know what I mean? And I just feel as if we're heading to Paris, the Olympics, exciting times for everybody. I don't care if she plays, if you want to play her, you can play her the whole game, or if she plays 3 minutes. I don't care. To have her out there is good for the game of basketball. It's the right thing to do. And it's good for people to be entertained. People want to see Caitlin Clark.
Oh, I know. There's a lot of people. I mean, including me. Like, I agree. I'm not going to disagree with what you're saying. I think Caitlin should have been on the team, too. Like, I'm not. Like, you have, what, 15 people on the roster? 15 players? Is that it?
15 people. There ain't 15 people better than her. I'm sorry.
I was going to. I don't agree with it. Like, I honestly don't. I think she should be on the team.
And listen, a lot of you could say I'm wrong. Listen, a lot of people could say I'm wrong, okay? Maybe I am. But I'm not looking at rings. I'm not looking at stats. I'm not looking at all that. I'm looking at Kick dominating her rookie season and doing and pulling records already. And everybody already knew she was going to do that.
From a popularity standpoint, it's where you're coming from.
Well, I mean, just.
And, like, and that's why she should be on the team.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's like, it's like the 92 team, and you basically take off the popularity of Jordan.
Yeah.
You take Jordan away. Does anybody really care about the 92 team? I mean, I know they have – listen, I know Magic, Larry, Charles Barkley, Patrick. I know They had absolutely phenomenal talent. One of the best teams ever. But people in other countries, while they love those guys, they want to see MJ. People in Paris have been hearing about Caitlin Clark, right?
They want to see Caitlin Clark.
Let's see Caitlin Clark. Like I'm saying, I don't care if she really plays. It doesn't matter if she plays. Bringing her there increases popularity for the game. I mean, that's just me. You don't really have to play. And obviously, she's going to be in Team USA's in the future. It's going to happen, okay? She's going to be.
Oh, there. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're definitely going to put her on the next one.
I think after the hype level, she coming out of college, right? After the NAS championship and getting draft number one, the hype level coming into it, I thought it'd been great. You know what I mean? Anyway, off that subject, right? Caitlin Clark, it is what it is. You know, let's hope that Team USA women basketball can, you know, dominate and get the gold. Listen, we want the United States to win. We want back-to-back wins for the United States Summer Olympics. The Winter Olympics, they got to work on, but the Summer Olympics will get there. Anyway, not really a long episode today. Just wanted to highlight the Olympics. The Olympics are here. If you're wanting to, I'm pretty sure, Hunter, and I'm not positive on this, but the opening ceremony is at 11:30 a.m. today. So it'll be 11:30 a.m. today will be the opening ceremony because it'll be 5 o'clock. It'll be 4 o'clock, sorry. It'll be 4 o'clock in Paris. So
yeah,
it'll be starting in mid-afternoon. So anyway, I hope everybody enjoys the Olympics. We're going to keep you all updated with everything that's going on. We want to talk about before we jump into it.
Go ahead and talk about Leon while we're on here. Might as well just make it one show. All
right, well, we weren't just going to talk about the Olympics, but Hunter's already wanting to talk about this. So UFC 304 is here. It is Saturday, July 27th. Leon Edwards, man, Leon Edwards. We are going to see a special – listen, this would be better than 303. We will admit. Muhammad
versus – Yeah. Hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to quote my boy Cam here.
We don't have to talk about this. No, we don't have to talk about this.
UFC 303 is going to be so good. It's going to be so good. What I tell you, it was trash.
Pierre did great.
Anyone who bought that, I'm calling you dumb. That was a snooze fest. Everybody was hurt. You had four people out. Okay.
But this welterweight
fight. They brought in fighters off the street to fight in UFC 303. Me and you could have fought in UFC 303, and I would have flopped the entire time. I would have rolled on the mat.
However, UFC 304, the welterweight, Leon Edwards versus Muhammad. Going to be a good fight. It's going to be a good fight.
No, it ain't. Leon going sleepy. Leon going sleepy.
Bobby Green and Patty fighting.
Patty Pimblay. Patty the Baddie.
Arnold Allen versus Giga.
I love Patty.
Christian Duncan.
I love Patty.
Gregory Rodriguez. So, I mean, it's going to be – there's going to be some good fight. It's going to be better than 303. It will be. Now, for the future fights that are coming up, because, listen, 305 will be the fight I'm buying. I'm going to watch Adesanya fight. Adesanya and Hendu Plus, bro, I'm gonna watch that now. That's gonna be a good fight. And I know Hunter is gonna watch 306. 306 will be in Vegas because that's Michael Chandler and Conor McGregor. That's Sugar Sean on the co-main fight. That's gonna be the biggest. It's in the sphere in UFC in Vegas. It's already set in the sphere. And Conor McGregor, Michael Chandler, Sugar Sean is the co. But listen, you're gonna be flipping.
Who's Sean fighting? It don't matter if Sean's fighting. Sean gonna whoop his ass. Sean gonna beat that man.
Sean O'Malley announces Merab. I can't. Devalish.
Hold on.
Let me look it up. He's 5'6", 135 pounds. Sorry guys, I'm gonna get a. I've never heard this guy, so I gotta. My UFC guy isn't around, so I gotta look in this. I'm pretty sure he's fighting though, but he's had a total of 21 fights. He is 17 and 4. He has won by knockout 3 times, by submission once, and by decision 13 times. He has never been knocked out, but he's lost by decision 3 times and by submission once.
Oh,
so he's from the Soviet Union.
Oh yeah, Sean will knock him out. Bye bye. Get a broom. Brush
him off. 5'6", 135 pounds, bantamweight. Reaches. He got 68 reach.
Yeah, he's done. Yeah, Sugar Sean will whoop his ass.
But at least that's what it says. That's who he plans to fight. So it'd be him him and Sugar Sean and Michael Chandler and
Now is Sugar Sean putting the title on the line?
Yeah.
Sean putting the title.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, Sugar Sean will whoop his ass. And then he's gonna fight that other champion. And
yeah.
Sugar Sean O'Malley is gonna be a two we're gonna call him Sean
Tubel. Bro, listen.
Sean Tubel.
The Sugar Sean in that fight and Conor McGregor and Chandler. That's incredible. I mean, that's incredible.
So me and Cam are at odds, ladies and gentlemen. Me and Cam are at odds.
We don't. Why? Why would I bring this up?
Because Cam thinks Michael Chandler's going to win, and I'm totally riding with my boy Conor. And I understand why people hate Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor talks a lot of shit, blah, 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 whatever. That's why I love Conor McGregor. That man can sell a fight to a squirrel.
I love Conor.
We all know he can.
I do.
No. You don't get to say love.
No, hold on a second.
You don't go against people you love.
Hold on a second.
You don't go against people you love, Cam.
I'm not doubt. Okay. All right. Everybody stop for a second. Hold on. I am not doubting the talent of Conor McGregor. I am not doubting the skill, the two-time champ that he is. But here's what I am doubting. When's the last time Conor McGregor was in the octagon?
No, Matt.
When's the last time he's in the octagon? When's the last time Michael Chandler was in the octagon? Hey, more recent than him. But by the way, Conor McGregor's working off. He was working off one injury, then he got re-injured. That's what caused this fight to be canceled. Nothing has happened to Michael Chandler. Michael Chandler's fine. Dude's been chilling. Dude's waiting on a fight. That's all he's been doing. He's been waiting on a fight. Waiting on Conor McGregor to finally get ready.
Okay. You say he's fine now. UFC 306. Michael Chandler's gonna be bloodied and battered and bruised.
Maybe.
And he's gonna get. And no, there's no maybes. He's going to. And you're gonna see Michael Chandler do this. You won't sleep.
Dude, I don't think it's a done deal. I think Michael Chandler has a good chance to win. I really do. He's got at least 50% or more chance to win. I mean, they're either right down the middle or he's a little bit more. I'd probably give it a 55-45. Michael Chandler. I mean,
Not me. I would.
I mean, nope. Yep. Anyway, that's down the road, man.
All I gotta say is, whoever's that interim heavyweight champion, when the GOAT comes back and he buys, that title's Jon Jones.
Jon Jones got one more fight, and he's done.
Okay, so this is what I want to happen with that. I want him to beat Stipe, okay?
Everybody wants to beat Stipe.
He retires as the UFC heavyweight champion. Then he signs a one-fight deal with PFL. And we all know the fight that we all want. Him versus Francis. And let me tell you something.
Okay.
Francis Ngannou is an amazing guy. I will give him his flowers. Francis Ngannou is the powerhouse. He can hit through freaking bricks. I mean, that man is a stud. But he ain't beating Jon Jones.
I'm going to tell you
something. Gonna happen.
So here.
Jon Jones will retire with that one bullshit loss. And yes, it's bullshit. 100%. Dana White wouldn't tell you it's bullshit. And Jon Jones is the true GOAT. Don't even tell me it's Khabib. I will throw a fit.
Here's what I'll say about Jon Jones. Jon Jones is the greatest UFC fighter ever.
Yes, he is. Agreed.
Muhammad Ali is the greatest boxer ever.
Agreed.
Jon Jones is the greatest fighter ever. I'm not saying as a boxer, that boxer, Muhammad Ali, right? I'm talking, if you threw two dudes in a room, you throw Muhammad Ali and Jon Jones in a room, Jon Jones coming out. Jon Jones is coming out of that room, I'm telling you. I'm talking about, you throw two dudes in a room and you say, fight to get out. I'm telling you, Jon Jones coming out of that room. Jon Jones is probably he is the best pound-for-pound fighter the world has ever seen.
That's not fair, though, because boxers only use their...
No, I'm not saying, here's what I'm saying.
Like, MMA, you've got to know everything, dude. Like,
That's why I split boxing and MMA, right? That's why I'm saying that, because Muhammad Ali's the best boxer that's ever lived. Now, Mike Tyson's in that conversation as well, but he's up there in that conversation. But, and I'm saying as a UFC fighter, John Jones is the best. But I'm saying as a fighter, like a person, like, you know, a fight, right? Not just boxing, not just MMA, right? Not just these two different sides. I'm saying,
if we throw
two dudes in a room and say, listen, it's fight to the death, I'm telling you, John Jones walk out of that room 10 out of 10 times. I mean, the dude is, and man, listen, the dude is immaculate. I mean, he is immaculate. Like, I don't know how you, that dude, just, he doesn't care. Like, I mean.
I love it when people always ask me, why do I say John Jones is the greatest of all time? I'm like, okay, you name me a guy who gets in trouble for PEDs once, comes back, wins the title. Gets in troubles for PEDs again, comes back after 2 years, wins the title. Then he gets hurt, comes back, wins the title. He's came back and won three freaking times.
Dude doesn't lose.
And everyone's like, well, he didn't fight anybody. I don't care. When you're out of the octagon for 2, 3, 4 years total, in a span of 4 years, you're in and out three times and you still win titles, there's nothing to talk about. I don't care if you fight freaking, you know, like, I don't give a freak if you beat a nobody. That nobody's around the facilities. They're training. They're in the octagon. They're out of the octagon. They're in training camp. They're cutting weight. They're, like, training. You know what I mean? They're nonstop around the octagon. He's been away for 2, 3 years. Comes back. Wins. This dude trained for 2 years. John Jones has been out for 2 years. Comes back and wins. You just can't. How is that not greatness?
I'm not going to disagree with anything you have to say. Right? I'm not disagreeing with you on that.
Screw Khabib. Khabib never fought anybody. I don't care what anyone says. Khabib fought maybe 2 to 3 people, and I will pull up the resumes right now. I will pull up John Jones' resume against Khabib's resume. Khabib's resume is trash. He's fought 2 or 3 guys. John Jones even told Stipe, you're the greatest heavyweight of all time, but you ain't me, and he's not.
So for UFC, there's no debate, right? I don't think there's any debate. There's no debate in UFC. Now listen, we get into boxing. I say Muhammad Ali. There's a lot of dudes be saying Floyd Money Mayweather. That'd be a lot of dudes be chirping his name.
Okay. Floyd is undefeated. I get that. I am not saying Floyd Money Mayweather is a shitty boxer because that's stupid and blasphemy. That's not true. The reason why I say Floyd is not the greatest of all time is because, one, Floyd didn't fight very many people and his fighting style was not the best. But I am not going to knock his fighting style. It was strategic. He didn't get for knockout. Now, is Floyd Mayweather on my Mount Rushmore boxers? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But is he Mike Tyson or Muhammad Ali? No. The GOAT conversation in boxing has always been Mike Tyson or Muhammad Ali. And I will pick Muhammad Ali only because Mike Tyson said in an interview between him and Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali
pointed at Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson even admitted, that dude hits harder than me. That dude is in more shape than me. When he got in a boxing ring, Mike Tyson goes, I went for knockouts. He went for death. When Muhammad Ali stepped in a boxing ring, you thought your life was going to end. Because when Muhammad Ali hit you, you felt it from your head to your feet. Now,
it was great.
When Mike Tyson hit you, Tyson was no slouch. Do I wish we could have seen Muhammad Ali and Mike Tyson box? Absolutely. I would have bought that boxing match 100 times over. But when you have a guy like Mike Tyson, and now I'm telling you right now, I don't give a shit how old Mike Tyson is. I ain't fighting his ass. I'm not. I would never step in a
fight. Bro, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know why people in public pick a fight with him. What are you doing?
No. I'm telling you right now, I am creating as much space as possible between me and Mike Tyson. And I will say, you are a damn good boxer. You are a legend. I will call you sir. And I will be like, I am on my melee way. And if someone was going up and going to run his mouth, I'd be like, listen, dude, I don't give a shit how old he is. He's going to kill you. He gonna knock you out. It ain't gonna be pretty.
They be picking fights with him. People be picking fights. I'm like, stop. Stop.
Well, that's just like MGK throwing a drink at freaking Conor McGregor. Why? Why are you picking a fight with an MMA guy? I'm not.
Why are we picking a fight? I mean, like,
if I could drink,
this is what they do professionally.
If I could drink with Conor McGregor and have a bottle of proper number 12, I'm doing that all day. I ain't fighting. I'll drink with him, but I ain't fighting.
All right. Well, all right. Good. You got it.
Boxing, like you said, boxing and MMA, two different things. But all around fighting, I think you're cutting Muhammad a little short. Now, I'm not saying you're wrong, but would that be cool to have watched John Jones versus Muhammad Ali?
Yeah.
I think that'd be cool. Mm-hmm. Now, like I said, the fight I want bad, and I hope that John Jones just does this, because I would love it. Beat Stipe, retire as the UFC heavyweight champion, leave UFC behind. Go sign just one fight, dude. Just sign a one-fight deal with PFL, and you got to make it against Francis. You have to. We have to see Francis versus John Jones. We got to. Dana White's too proud and stubborn to do a cross promotion. Fine, whatever. The hell with him. I don't give a shit. John Jones can make this happen. 1 year. Just ink it. Do it. You don't need the money. You made your money. You don't need the money. But get what you're worth or a quarter up, whatever. Don't do it for free. Get your money. But tell me that would not put asses in seats if you got a PFL event for one Francis versus Jones. That is the best MMA fight you will watch. And I got to be honest with you. I think it's going 5 rounds.
You think so?
Oh, I will be disappointed if it doesn't get 5. I will be disappointed. That is one fight that should get 5. That is 100%.
I mean, you're not wrong there. Listen, fighting, the whole story, right? There's a lot of fights we wish we could watch, a lot of matchups in every sport we wish we could watch. I'd love to see that fight in the PFL. It'd be great. Hopefully John Jones does it. He's the only one who can control that outcome, right? So we need him to do it. But it'll be fun to see him in November. I hope he fights. I really do. I hope he doesn't get hurt again.
Oh, yeah.
I hope he fights. So, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you go ahead. What'd you say?
Oh, I said no. I said, yeah, they're hoping for November.
Yeah, yeah. I hope, because I'll be watching that fight. But
oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoy the Olympics. I hope, you know, you enjoy this little, you know, side coverage.
MMA.
Boxing, a little bit of fighting. My last point on fighting, because I will say this. I just lost it. Oh, man. Floyd Money Mayweather, he fought, who's the other great boxer? I just lost his name.
Pacquiao?
Yeah, he beats Pacquiao. Pacquiao beat him. I don't care what people say. You rewatch that fight, Pacquiao won. Pacquiao won the fight. He's the only guy I've ever seen keep up with Floyd for the entire majority of a fight. They go to the decision. I don't care what people. He chased him around. Listen, he ran more miles in that little box in that little square than Floyd is running in four to ten fights. I mean, he chased him around for miles in that thing, and he fought great. So, listen, my heart out. Floyd lost that fight. That's the last statement I will make about it. I don't want to talk about it because it just makes me mad. But I think he lost that fight. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, hope you all enjoy the Olympics. Hope you enjoy UFC 304. We will be back. SummerSlam is on the way. Everybody's excited. Me and Hunter are excited.
We are going to be live. That is going to be a live countdown 304 segment. We are going to be live during SummerSlam.
Yep. That'll be next weekend. Me and Hunter are absolutely excited, thrilled in Cleveland, Ohio. So here we go, man.
Cavs Nation, baby.
No. And especially, by the way, we don't want to hear any Browns fans. No Browns fans. No.
Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
All right, Titans fan, relax. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, hope you all enjoy the Olympics.
Hey,
hope you all enjoy 304. Anyway, like, subscribe, and we'll see y'all later.
See you guys. You in like-